Because some journeys are better taken together.
Let's walk the talk. 7:02.
23 minutes past midday, rain for Mandy this afternoon, and more reports from Eswatini of violence, with residents saying they are not safe. Number of people have been wounded over the past week as police clamped down on protesters in that country. In response, a SADC delegation has been sent to Eswatini to talk to the king, King Mswati. He's refusing to step down. Residents and citizens say he must go. They want a constitutional democracy. They don't want an absolute monarchy. Officials have confirmed that at least 28 people have died in the latest bouts of pro-democracy protests there. The question is, how can this situation be resolved? Well, on the line and joining us now is Liesel Lowe-Vaudron. She's the senior researcher at the Institute for Security Studies. Liesel Lowe-Vaudron, hi, good afternoon. Welcome to the Midday Reports. Just take us through the situation on the ground. What are you hearing?
Good afternoon, Ray. Yes, the situation is really dire. You know, there was a spate of protests in June, a lot of repression. Many people were killed then. And now these last couple of days, once again, it was actually an attack, one could say, by the security forces on striking nurses, railway workers. So the health workers, they were literally almost attacked, you know, attacked people who are unarmed and peacefully gathering. So at least one person died. And so, as you said, almost 30 now altogether. So in this week, another person and dozens of people were injured and are in hospitals. The images circling on social media are really very disturbing, as one of the special envoys, Jeff Radebe, actually admitted on the SABC yesterday. So I think there's also almost a taboo lifted, you know, for so many years, 30 years, 35 years that King Mswati has been in power. Mm. There's always been a hesitation almost to openly criticize the king, because then you would be seen as, you know, not adhering to the cultural practices. And, you know, there was always this kind of taboo of criticizing the king. And these last couple of months, since June, definitely on social media and on Facebook, notably, this has now, this taboo has sort of been lifted. Now, interestingly, Facebook and other social media have been banned. Protests have now been banned since today, also in Eswatini. So it's going to be very difficult for people to actually organize physically. But there's no way you can actually stop this kind of protest movement when you have a large diaspora like we have in South Africa. I mean, a small country like Eswatini, largely surrounded by South Africa and the bordering Mozambique. Yeah.
It's interesting that you say that, because you spoke about the Eswatini security forces, but could they really then, and you actually touched on it now, could they then contain that crowd? We saw this with the Arab Spring. People went on to Facebook, Twitter, other social media as well, and the ball started rolling, and that was it. We saw Muammar Gaddafi topple. We saw others go as well. Have we passed that point of no return?
Yes, I think, as I say, a point of no return, certainly in the way people are acting inside and outside the country, the diaspora, definitely. And social media does make it much easier then for people's voices to be heard. Toppling the king is another matter. I mean, I think for SADC, the first thing to do is to ensure human rights are respected, people's rights to protest, which is in the constitution, and simply, you know, to save lives. It's totally unacceptable that we have a SADC member state where this kind of thing and repression is going on in broad daylight. So, and South Africa has a responsibility now as chair of the Organ on Politics, Defence and Security, but also, you know, it's part of our foreign policy stated that we are adhering to international principles of the responsibility to protect. So in the short term, it's about saving lives and ensuring that, you know, people's rights are respected. This mission is also with discussions with the king. In the Swazis initially were just asking for elections, for political parties to be allowed and for the prime minister to be elected and not nominated. I mean, even in our kingdom on the continent, Morocco, there are elections. The prime minister is elected. So, you know, I mean, as a bare minimum, then, whether the king will be toppled with all the very strong, obviously, business allies he has, the networks he has also within South Africa, the political links with the royal family, that's going to be very difficult. But, you know, the movement is there and the trade unions have joined it. So really things are very, very dire. We might see, as you say, that same kind of movement because people are fed up with this kind of authoritarian rule by the king.
Mm. Reading this morning, lots of criticism for the SADC delegation because a few people saying it's just another expensive trip. It's just another way to spend money. But Jeff Radebe, when he got there, what do you think was his first question? Mm. We've tried to get hold of him, but of course he can't speak to us at the moment. But what would he say to the king? You need to go. You need to do what?
Yes, now, as I said, I don't think he's going to say you need to go. That would be from a SADC delegation, highly unlikely. They never managed to say that to, you know, after all the repression in Zimbabwe and so on, there were hardly any criticism of the human rights situation. So that kind of dialogue, look, definitely, as I said, they should point out that, Eswatini's constitution itself guarantees a Bill of Rights, because these organizations like SADC and the African Union, which we work with for a long time in many, many different countries, they are very sort of legalistic because they see, oh, this is a sovereign country, we can't tell them what to do. But they very often say, look, the constitution says you can't stay on for a third term or in power, et cetera, et cetera. So they have certain, amount of leverage. There's that. What we really would like to see, and I mean, they must get that message across about human rights, saving lives, people must be allowed to peacefully protest. Mm. And then, issues such as digital freedoms, that's an issue really that I think human rights organizations can take up around the continent, is an organization like MTN is now asked to shut down Facebook. And it should be also a right of people to be able to access the internet.
Yeah.
And so MTN being a South African company, somehow, you know, I'm not saying, it's a private company, but the South African government somehow can use that as a foreign policy leverage. There's that. Of course, we subsidize Eswatini a lot through SACCU, so we have certain leverages as South Africa, and we have a mandate as chair of this organ. It is also the first trip by the new executive secretary of SADC.
So in other words, sorry, Liesl, though, we'll have to leave it there,
yes,
I'm afraid.
Sure.
In other words, we just need to put pressure and make sure that human rights are upheld.